This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Annual losses to scams have fallen for the first time in 7 years, with $2.74 billion last year. The annual Targeting Scams report revealed the 13% decrease in losses compared to 2022, when Australians lost $3.15 billion to scams. Australians made over 600,000 scam reports in 2023, up from 507,000 the previous year. Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones says the government is working to protect Australians from being exploited.
Phase one of the government's plan to tackle scammers is working, and it's working well. We've stood up the National Anti-Scam Centre. We've empowered the Australian Securities and Investment Commission to pull down fake investment websites. We're blocking literally hundreds of millions of SMS messages and scam calls through our telecommunications code. But there's much more work to be done.
The eSafety Commissioner's powers could be expanded as the government announced it will review the Online Safety Act. The legislation aims to keep Australians safe from online harms, and the review is considering how to respond to hate speech and generative artificial intelligence. Almost a million extra trips to the GP have been bulk billed since further incentives for doctors came into effect in November. Government data shows the bulk billing rate rose 2.1% in March to 77.7%. Health Minister Mark Butler called it a win for patients, doctors and the health system, with an estimated 950,000 extra trips covered by Medicare. Medicare payments for doctors in major cities who bulk billed increased by 34%, while rural and regional doctors received an extra 50%. But the former president of the Australian Medical Association in Victoria, Dr. Stephen Parnes, has told Channel 9's Today show the health system still needs a much bigger boost.
Your postcode determines your access to health, and the further away you are from the centre of the city, the harder it is to get in to see a doctor or get hospital care. There have been supports from some areas of the system, but, you know, the best example is we need half our doctors going into general practice, and we're lucky if we're getting 15% wow. going into it.
An inquest has begun into the death of an Indigenous woman who died in custody in Victoria 1 month after she was denied parole for not having suitable accommodation. Heather Calgaret, who was a mother of four, died after being found in a critical condition at the Dame Phyllis Frost Centre prison in November 2021. The inquest will examine Victoria's parole system for the first time since parole laws were toughened in the state. Outside the court, a relative praised Miss Calgaret and said nothing is the same without her.
Heather was born in 1991, the same year as the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths. In custody's final report was handed down. Many of those recommendations have still not been implemented. Heather may still be here with us today if those recommendations had been implemented properly.
Actor Nicole Kidman has become the first Australian to win the American Film Institute Lifetime Achievement Award. Previous recipients include George Clooney, Denzel Washington, Meryl Streep and Morgan Freeman. At the event in Los Angeles, Ms. Kidman reflected on a lifetime choosing risky roles, telling the Associated Press it was the best way to approach a career. And that's SBS News in Easy English.